Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. We appreciate you listening and hope the program will be a blessing to you today. Brother Milford Biddle will be preaching for us. He's in glory now, but I want you to hear this message today. You listen as he preaches.
Where's your Bible tonight? The Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. We'll begin reading at verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow to things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, and not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him that has a son with the Father. He has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently. As soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministers to my want. For he longeth after you all and was full of heaviness because he had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I send him therefore the more careful, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and I may be the less sorrowful. I receive him therefore in the Lord, and with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life to supply your lack of service toward me. Now, if that's correctly read, that's reading the 30 verses from Philippians chapter 2. I want to preach to you tonight on the thought tonight of the supremacy of Paul's Savior. The supremacy of Paul's Savior. Now the Bible said in verse 9, wherefore God hath highly, also hath highly exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name. The supremacy of Paul's Savior. Amen. There's a need in all of our lives tonight for Christ to be preeminent. Amen. I think that's the greatest need in our lives tonight as the children of God. The Bible said in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him all things created that are in heaven, that in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or power, all all things were created by him and for him, and he's before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen. He is preeminent tonight. He is Lord tonight. Sure, we ought to make him Lord of our life, but he is Lord. Whether you make him Lord or whether I make him Lord of our life, he's still Lord. Amen. I praise God for that. He's preeminent. There's none like him. He stands above all others, as the mountain does the molehill. Amen. That's right. I want to say to you that he's preeminent in creation. The Bible said at verse 16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominion or principalities of power. All things were created by him and for him. He's preeminent in creation. Amen. The Bible said in John chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I'm saying tonight that he's preeminent in creation. Not only that, but he's preeminent in control. In verse 17 of Colossians 1, I said he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Hallelujah, God. He is in control. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, he's not gnawing his fingernails tonight. Amen. He's not wondering what he's going to do tonight. Glory to God. He's not nervous tonight. Hallelujah, God. He's in control. He's not afraid everything's going to get out of control. Amen. Isaiah 40:28 said, hath thou not known? Hath thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, and neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to him that hath no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint, shall be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wow! He's in control. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 9, verse 20 said, nay, but O man, who art thou that replieth against God? Shall the thing that formed say to him that formed him, why hath thou made me thus? Hath made me thus. Hath not the potter power of the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God willing to show his wrath, make his power known, endureth with much long suffering the vessel of wrath, hath fitted for destruction, he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentile. He's in control. Amen. Amen. Our president, you know, he's not talking as much as he did about this world order. I think he'd like to be the head of it, you know. I tell you who's going to be ahead of the world order. The Prince of Peace. Amen. The Antichrist's going to have his little short reign, but it's going to play out on him. Yep, man. Thank God. He's preeminent in control. He's preeminent in the church. Amen. Glory to God. I praise God for that tonight. Somebody said, who's in control? I tell you, Jesus is. Amen. verse 18 of Colossians 1 said, he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have a preeminence. Glory to God. It's him that's given us what we've got here today. It's him that made this service what it was today. Every one of us could have been here. He hadn't have showed up. Boy, should have been in bad shape, wouldn't we? Amen, that's right. Thank God for a good church. Well, this is a good church. This camp meeting church. This camp meeting singing we had tonight. Amen, this camp meeting folk around here. You that have come in are camp meeting folk. Amen, that's right. You wouldn't be here if you wasn't. Boy, if you're not camp meeting folk, you're in a miserable mess tonight. Amen, you'll be pulling your hair before you get out of here. Amen. But if you're not camp meeting high material, you better just get in. Because you're done marked. Somebody done seen you here. Somebody gonna tell it on you. Amen, you're marked. So you might as well join us. Hallelujah, God. And get in and enjoy yourself. Wow! Hallelujah, God. Amen. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 said, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. We belong to him. Amen. Thank God. I praise God that I'm a part of something that my head's already in heaven. Boy, we're safe, ain't we? You never seen a body drown with his head out of the water. Yep, man. Thank God we're safe. We've been put in the body. Hallelujah. We're safe as the head is. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for it. I'll just rule some out and go and cut it short. Amen. Don't know if I forgot to look, see what time I started. Amen. I'm always so scared when I get in the pulpit. I'm afraid I don't even think to look what time it is. Amen. But I won't keep you long. I'll just keep you a few minutes. There's a truth of his preeminence. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. There's a truth of his preeminence. Greater than the angels. Boy, I like the angels. Amen. You know, they run our defense. I got one that watches over me. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you something. I got a Savior that's greater than they are. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 said, God, who at sundry times and divers manner speaking time passed unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in the last day spoken unto us by Son, whom he has appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world, who be in the brightness of his glory, and the expressed image of his person, upholding all things with the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. Amen. Hallelujah to God. I'll tell you something. We got a Savior. And it's greater than the angels. Hallelujah to God. Angels don't fool with the devil now. Amen. Michael standing at the grave of Moses. Devil disputed with him about the body of Moses. Said he can't get up. He died on enemy territory. And he can't get up. But the angel said to him, said the Lord rebuke you. Rebuke thee. Hip man. Glory to God. I'll tell you something. There's coming a day, hallelujah, when one's going to step out. And with a great chain, glory to God, and throw it around his neck and leave him off out to the pit. Open up the pit, kick him in, and said, stay in there until I come back and let you out. Wow! Glory to God. Won't that be a day when I get rid of the devil? Amen. He breathes down my shirt collars, about kills me. You know, just scares me to death sometimes. Hey, man, I'm no match for him. Oh, but I can get to where my big brother is. Hey, man. I grew up, I had one brother. He was 9 years older than I was. Somebody said being raised with 6 or 7 sisters or something. Well, I had 6 sisters. Hey, man. But I just had one brother. There's a little old boy picked on me all the time when I was in school. You know, when I was by myself, I was kindly afraid. But you know, when my big brother, 9 years older than I was around, I'd try to pick a fight out of him. I couldn't even pick a fight out of him. Hey, man, that's right. That's kind of the way it is with the devil. Hey, man, that's right. When I'm alone by myself, boy, I sure don't pick no fights. And I dodge all of them. But I tell you, if God gets on you and Jesus gets with you and how you get hooked up real good, you can't pick a fight out of the devil. Hit man, he's greater than Moses. Hebrews 3:1, the Bible said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, I consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who is faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man, I was faithful in all of his house, as a testimony of the things which should be spoken after, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast at the beginning of our confidence, as steadfast unto the end. Greater than Moses. Moses was the meekest man in all the world. He's a greater than Moses. Solomon. Matthew 12:42 said, the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Amen. Thank God. The testimony of the scriptures. I mean, we got the testimony of the scripture. He's preeminent. Amen. That's right. We got the testimony of the saints. Isaiah 9:6 said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice, henceforth, ever, forever, at the zeal of the Lord, I will perform it. Amen. We have the testimony of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peter said in 2 Peter 1:16, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the coming of our Lord, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice from the heavens. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. We have a testimony of the Holy Ghost. And he's preeminent. Then there's a test of his preeminence. Amen. What are you talking about? His condescension was a test of his preeminence. Can you think about a God as big as the God of heaven is? Stepped out, came, and was born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Took on him our nature. Amen. And died in our stead. No problem for God to live. The problem was for God to die. In order for God to die, he had to become man. And that's what he did in his condescension. Hebrews 2 and 14 said, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise I took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through death all their lifetime subject unto bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angel, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he's able to succor them that are tempted." Amen. His cross was a test of his preeminence. Amen. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 said, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth, how to be a perpetuation through faith in his blood, how to declare his righteousness, how for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus." Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He's above all others. Yeah. Nobody else can come. Nobody can lay their life down. And that you can't die to save your life. You can commit suicide, shoot yourself. But I mean, lay down. You can't just lay down and die. You can't quit breathing. Amen. That's right. He did. They didn't take his life. There was no way they could have took his life. He could have pulled away from that cross. I mean, as far as his power is concerned. He said, "I could call 10,000 angels. They couldn't take his life." But he said, "I lay my life down and I take it up again." Amen. Maybe that brings me to the next thought. Thank God. I'll tell you, his crypt or his tomb or his chamber. Hallelujah to God. I was a test to his preeminence. Amen. Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. The resurrection proved everything that Jesus claimed to be or ever would be. That's right. Thank God the grave couldn't hold him. Amen. Romans chapter 1 verse 1 said, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead." Amen. Amen. The truth of his preeminence. The test of his preeminence. The triumph of his preeminence. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 said, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, received up into glory." Amen. His manifestation was a triumph. Amen. Of his preeminence. He manifests everything that God is to a world. Amen. He manifests life. He manifests love. Everything God is, he manifests it to a world. It's a mystery to this world. The world never understand it. Amen. That's right. But I believe it. Hallelujah to God. And it works. Amen. Somebody said, "Explain it." I can't explain it. If I could, I'd be like God. I wouldn't need a God. But he's so far above me, so high above me. Amen. I can't explain it. But God said it, and I believe it. Amen. That's right. His salvation, thank God, is a triumph of his preeminence. Amen. Without the fact that he is preeminent, you have no salvation. I have no salvation. Amen. Thank God for it. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12 said, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me for the account of me faithful, put me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly and unbelief." and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. You talk about a triumph. Amen. His manifestation was a triumph. His salvation is a triumph. His exaltation is a triumph of his preeminence. Wherefore, God also hath exalted him. Amen. And hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, to things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. When I begin to think about the consummation, think who's going to be in control. Well, that's nearly more than I can take. Amen. That's right. Amen. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 said, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and righteous he to judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He had clothed in a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which followed followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that he smite the nation, and rule them the rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierce of the wrath of Almighty God. Hath upon his vesture, upon his thigh, a name written, a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And I saw an angel stand in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, saying, come, gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and them that sat upon them, and the flesh of all men, both small and great, both free and bond. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, and they were both cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Hallelujah. And the remnant, I was slain of the sword of him that sat on the horse. And the fowls, I were all filled with their flesh. Amen. Glory to God. Zechariah 14 and 4 said, that day his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. The Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west. There shall be a very great valley. Half the mountains shall move to the north, half to the south. Glory to God. Down in verse 9 it said, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. I'm talking about a world order. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory to God. Boy, that's nearly more than I can take. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 11:6 said, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. A leopard shall lie down, the kid, the calf, the young lion, the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, and the young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of an ass. And the weaned child shall play on the crocodile's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mount. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. Amen. That day there shall be a root of Jesse. Amen. He shall stand for an ensign to the people. Amen. And to him shall the Gentiles seek. Micah chapter 4 and verse 1 said, in the last days it shall come to pass, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established atop, above the tops of the mountain, shall be exalted above the hill. People shall flow into it. Many nations shall come, say, come, let us go up into the mountain of the Lord, unto the house of the God of Jacob. He'll teach us his way, and we'll walk in his paths. For the Lord shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore, but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid.